part C.
In the parable of the sower, Jesus warns that those, the word that was sown beside the road or the wayside, where the word is sown, when they heard it, immediately Satan came and snatched or takes away the word which was sown in them. See, that's the name of the game. What is that word that was sown? It was the directive will of God. Eve, do you understand this is the tree? Not the rest of them. Do you understand this tree? Yes. It's a beautiful tree. Yes, it is. It's a beautiful tree. And it's different than the other ones. Yes, it is. All right. This is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And don't eat. The day you eat of it, dying you will die. Do you understand? Yes. There it is. That's the truth. That's the truth. Do you understand? Yes, sir. Then listen, obey the truth. The truth will set you free. Set you free from what? Set you free from the conflict. Truth will set you free. Listen, have you ever been lied to when you wanted, listen, when you wanted the truth so bad and you got lied to and deceived? You know how it made you feel when it was finally disclosed to you? And you know who you beat up the worst? Yourself. Don't we always? You go like, I should have known better. I knew it. I knew it. I just knew it. And then we stand around, listen, he knows us. He stands around, and then we just get beat up. But we knew the truth if we'd held to it. Not compromised. See, that's what we're talking about here. Deceived by his craftiness that your mind should be led astray from the simplicity and pure devotion to Christ. Now, so here's a scheme. Engages your theology, gauges what you've learned. You've been to Bible study. Me too. Let's talk. I love the Bible. Let's talk. And then the first thing you know, you go like, that's all screwy. The way you see the Bible is screwy. The way you view what I just... Listen, I heard the pastor say the same thing. I didn't hear that. I don't believe that's true. I'm going to hang to the truth, the simple, pure devotion to the truth. What it'll do is set you free. Set you free. Here's the third scheme. The third scheme that Satan has is to attack your belief system. Here's what I hear all the time. You remember there used to be a program many years ago about the devil made me do it? You remember Flip Wilson? Listen, he's not gonna mess with your flesh. I mean, it's not your sin nature he's trying to get. It's your mind. It's where the Word of God is, not where the Word of God isn't. He's trying to snatch the directive will of God away from you so that you will stop following him and follow Satan. You understand that? He's not after getting your flesh. Listen, your flesh will run wild on your own. You don't need any help. That's the last thing. He'd rather have you legalistic, going to hell and legalistic. He'd rather have you apostate. He would rather have you a pagan that believes in all gods so that you can't believe in any. And if you're going to run your sin nature to the nth of the end degree, well, whoop-de-doo. He's just going to sit on the sideline and wish you'd get your life cleaned up where you could go to hell in a different way. But that's not his ball game. It's not his ball game. His ball game is to get inside your head, attack the Word of God, and pull you away from it. He is after your belief system. He is after what you believe, not what you don't. He's after what you believe. Jesus said to Simon, Peter, in Luke 22:31, he said, Simon, Simon, which Simon should have known he was in trouble. Simon should have known that. But listen, when you're already up to your eyebrows in trouble, you don't care about a name. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded permission to sift you like wheat. That means to get the chaff away from the grain. To sift you like wheat. It means to separate. He has demanded permission to sift you like wheat. And I'll tell you something, we know it was granted. That's the story of Job again, isn't it? And it was granted. And we read about it. Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke Jesus after Jesus had explained he had to go to Jerusalem, he had to be persecuted, he had to die on a cross, be buried and raised the third day. Peter took him aside and rebuked him, saying, God forbid it, Lord. Now that ain't crazy. Jesus had just got through saying that God had forbid it. God had set this as a precedent in his life, that this is what God's will was. Jesus had just said, this is the direct will of God for my life. And Peter comes along and said, God forbid it. And Jesus had just told him God had okayed it. God forbid it. See, now you know exactly. Listen, you know that he's been, Satan is has sifted him. Now what God wants is the grain. What the devil wants is the chaff. This shall never happen to you. And he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. Now that's a long way from Simon, Simon, eh? When he said Simon, Simon, he already knew he was in trouble. But he didn't take heed. Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you're not setting your mind on God's interest but man's. Wouldn't it have been wonderful when Eve came to Adam and he'd said the same thing? He didn't. But wouldn't it have been nice had he done that? Wouldn't it have been nice? Listen, you know what Jesus shows you? Jesus shows you how you're supposed to do it. Listen, even on one that he really cared about, one that he really liked, he drew the sword on him. Did he not draw the sword on him? Just like in Matthew 4, when the devil was tempting Jesus, Jesus drew the sword on the devil in Matthew 4. He drew it on Peter. It didn't matter where the lie came from. He drew the sword on him. You understand that? One of his own, one of his top boys, one of the top three. He drew a sword on him. Because listen, you draw the sword because the sword is truth. And when somebody else, as much as you love them, are in the wrong, you draw the sword on them. You set it straight. At least you set your will straight. You understand what I'm saying to you? At least you set your will straight. Whether you correct that one or not, it's not the deal. The deal is, this is where the will of God is in my life. I don't vary on it. You understand that? It's what he just said. Look at Peter. I know you've got a persuasion, and it's a stumbling block to me. Because what you're asking is not the will of God for my life. So I'm staying right here. I'm planting my feet into the solid ground on which I stand. And though he blew all of my disciples away from me, I'll be right here tomorrow. If I have to go to the cross alone, then so be it. Then so be it. If I have to be alone in my life, rather than play the stupid games you want to play and drag me away from the will of God to have some kind of a relationship with you, then forget it. I don't need it. Because here I stand. Whether you think I'm alone or not, I'm with the Lord. And here's where I stand. I stand on holy ground. That's what he said. That's what he said to Peter. For you're not setting your mind on the interest of God, but rather on yourself. I'll tell you, I can't begin to tell you how many people We need to have the courage in life to be able to say that to people, even people that we love, that are trying to pull us away from the Lord. And if we never see Him again, so be it. So be it. Satan attacks Eve. Watch this. Watch the strategy. Satan attacks Eve's belief directly because she's got a kink in her armor. She's got a flaw in her thinking. He attacks her directly, but attacks Adam indirectly. Now watch that. Listen, he thinks he can get two birds with one stone. He's after as many as he can get. You know, if I'll see how many I can kill with one stone. He's got an idea that he can get two birds with one stone. Did he? Yeah, he did. He got her directly and got him indirectly. He threw at her. He threw a rock at her and hit Adam. Got them both. That's the name of the game. He'd take you one-on-one. He'd like to get you as a group. Listen, not only did Jesus have a problem with Peter, but he had a problem with every guy in his group at the same time. Peter came out and identified it. The rest of them didn't speak. They all thought the same thing Peter thought because they were all absent at the cross except for John. So Satan attacks Eve's beliefs directly and attacks Adam's beliefs indirectly. Satan attacked Adam through his wife. Satan didn't try to get Adam to do his will, but he got him to do his will through his wife. He didn't take Adam straight on. He couldn't get him that way. Didn't take him on. He took his wife straight on because his wife had a flaw in her armor. This is not to pick on women. It's not to pick on Eve. It's just he got Adam. He got David because David had a kink in his armor. You understand what I'm telling you? He's looking for kink in armor. He didn't want, whoever's got the kink in armor, he's going to hit him direct and try to get the next one. He's going to try to get two birds with one stone if they're connected. If these are lovebirds, he's going to try to get them both. See, these are lovebirds. So, you know, they're going to stick together. They've been taught to stick together. Maybe I can get them both with one stone. Whoop-de-doo. Wouldn't that be good? Boom, boom, got them both. Oh, what a day. Did you realize that Adam didn't eat from the tree? He ate from his wife's hand. He didn't eat from the tree. He ate from his wife's hand. She took the fruit, ate, and gave it to him. So he got two birds and one stone. He hit her direct and hit him indirect. Now Adam didn't have to. Adam could have said, nuh-uh. Uh-uh. He could have done the same thing Jesus did. He could have drew his sword. And said, no, here I stand, the Word of God. God, I have to... Listen, you and God, I have to deal with what you did. But it's for me? Mm-mm. I'm not following you. I'm following God. But listen to me. Satan was banking on that. He was banking on it. He didn't have it in the bag, but he was hopeful. Because he'd watched these lovebirds. And he was banking on it. He was banking that if I get the one who's got the kink, I can get them both. You watch out in your marriage. You watch out in your family. He's going to bring this scam. He's going to bring this whole thing back to the family, isn't he? Huh? He's going to get the kids. Cain and Abel. And he's going to run this stuff. He's going to run this stuff to the end of human history. This is his stuff. This is his bread and butter. I'm talking bread and butter. This stuff here is bread and butter. You can take this anywhere in the Bible. This is his bread and butter. This is the stuff he does against us. And you need to know this. Adam, according to Genesis, the 3rd chapter, verse 6, Adam ate from the hand of his wife. That's how he got Adam. But it doesn't matter. Because Adam, when he ate from the tree. Didn't he? He violated the truth. He violated the Word of God. That's called why it's a transgression. He violated. I don't care where you got it. I don't care if it fell off the tree and rolled into camp. You don't eat it. I don't care where it come from. I don't care how it got here. If it belongs to the tree, don't eat it. Because that's the truth. It's all about the truth. It's, listen to me, your life is not complicated, but there are six things that you need to really pay attention to in your life in the angelic conflict. Truth, righteousness, gospel of peace, faith, salvation, and the effectiveness of the Word of God being used in your life. Not that you know it, that you can use it. The effectiveness of the use of the Word of God. Adam's fall wasn't because of his wife, though he blamed her. Wasn't because of Satan, or wasn't because of God. It was because of a choice. His volition. He chose to eat. Just like you. You can sit around and you can blame everybody. You can blame if you want to. The truth of the matter is, you chose to go against the Word of God. You chose to do it. That is the name of the game. He chose to transgress the Edenic law. We are told in 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, verse 26, that they should come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil, having been held captive to do his will. Listen, when you see somebody trying to pull you away from what you know to be the truth of the will of God for your life, you need to run away. You need to have the courage to draw the sword and say, "We're done. This is not the way I live. This is not the way I am." And you have, whatever it is, you have misread me. You have misread me. Let me put it straight. Let me put this thing straight, who I am in the Lord. Let me make this very clear to you who I am. That's what we're talking about here. This is the kind of Christians that we need to be to change a world that is desperate for love and affection in the true, rightful way in the Lord. If you don't, you're going to be held captive to do the will of Listen, you can always know when you're not doing the Lord's will. You're doing His will. You know when you're doing His will because you're not doing the Lord's. And it's a direct contradiction of it. The Bible says don't do that. You go do it. You've just been held captive to do His will. What you should have done, stood your ground, pulled the sword. I want to be loved, but I don't want to be loved that way. I want a job, but I don't want a job that way. I want a ministry, but I don't want a ministry that way. I want a church, but I don't want a church that way. However it is. Let me tell you, He runs a scam on everybody. The fourth scheme was to maximize the eating and minimize the disobedience and the judgment. He said, "For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Can you imagine that? Can you imagine? See, I can imagine somebody saying that. Can you imagine anybody is going like, oh. Listen, they already were. They already did know. God had taught them, if you know the truth has set you free. He goes like, oh, there's more to the truth than the truth. Ain't no more than truth than the truth. Satan attacked the truth of the Word of God with cosmos diabolical lies. You are of your father, the devil, Jesus said, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning. He does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie. He speaks from his own nature. He is a liar and he is a father of lies. Woo! I mean, that's getting after somebody, wouldn't you say? I mean, you walk away from that, I don't think you have any doubts about what he thought about you. I guess the Lord made it crystal clear how he felt about the devil and those who embraced his thinking. When you read Genesis, the third chapter, 4 and 5, you need to pay attention to the lies he gave to Eve. Because one of the things he does is he attacks the justice of God. He says to her, you surely won't die. Let me close with the fifth and final scheme. Is to get them to walk by sight, not by faith. A bird in a bush is worth two. What is that? A bird in the hand is worth two in a bush. Right? Remember that old saying? No, you don't know that. That apparently is a way, way old saying. A bird in the hand is worth two in a bush. He tries to get you to walk by sight. Did he try to do it with her? He said, that tree. And she looks at the tree now with his eyes, and she sees a tree that she's got to have. Oh, I got to have it. I got to have it. Yeah, but God said, no, I don't. Oh, I got to have it. I got to have it. Oh, this would make me so happy. This would fulfill my life. This is probably why I'm here. Oh, I got to have it. I got to have it. But God says, no. Oh, I know, but God probably doesn't understand. But listen, I think if I do, I'm wanting it bad. I'm wanting it bad. You understand that? I'm wanting it bad. I'm wanting it bad. And if you read the story, you'll see that she began to look at the tree in a whole different way, away from the Word of God. You get away from the God, when you get away from God, the tree looks, huh? Come on. Listen, the whole idea is to walk by faith. That's why faith's a very important thing. He found a kink in her armor. He went after that so that he can get her to walk by, listen, volitionally walk by sight. She's going to walk. It's not a problem of walking. You're going to walk. It's whether you're going to walk by sight or walk by faith. You're going to walk. He got her to walk like he always does. He got to get her to walk. Listen, because there is a basic nature in man, in his self-awareness, in self-consciousness, self-consciousness is all about you. It's all about you. There's nothing wrong with that as long as you can convert that to Christ. That's a basic nature in man. Man, I mean, it's me. I mean, you hear it in a little kid. Me, 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 me. That's just a basic nature in people. What you got to do is you got to convert that. Faith takes you out of yourself. When you walk by sight, you're walking with yourself. Right? When you walk by faith, you're walking with the Lord. So he gets her to walk within herself. He gets her to walk in sight. And gets her to see about how that tree, if I eat from the tree, it would make me this and it would make me that. And, oh, my life, my life, my life. And he's got you out in la-la land. Yeah, but look at the cost. Look what you've compromised. You think God is going to bless that after? No. But la-la-la-la-la. So he tries to get you to walk by sight, not by faith. Satan, listen, watch this. Satan got to the serpent. The serpent got to Eve, and Eve got to Adam. See the domino? So that's what he tries to do. He tries to set it up. Look, he looks in. He's a game player. He looks in there, and he goes like, how many can I get? See, we're just trying to get through the day. And he's trying to see how many get through the day. So he sets them up like dominoes. He gets the serpent gets Eve, Eve gets him, and da-da-da-da-da. Just like dominoes. Get one, just go. See, he's a big player. He's as dumb as a rock. You understand? He's like a brick. I mean, he's stupid. Don't give him any credit. He's stupid. If he wasn't, he wouldn't have fell. He's not brilliant. He's dumb. What's that say about us when he gets us? What's that say about us? Satan banked on Eve and Adam not cycling the truth of the Word of God by faith. Listen, without getting something tangible for it. That's walking by sight without getting something tangible. See, the issue wasn't the tree, the issue was truth. Next week we're going to come back and we're going to look at how important the weapons that we have to fight the angelic conflict. And he said there are six. There are six doctrines you've got to have really solid on. And you've got to be able to use them because his strategy is to attack them. He's going to attack truth, righteousness, gospel, faith, salvation, and the effectiveness of the Word of God in your life. Being able to apply the Word of God strategically and importantly to the specific need. Well, let's have a word of prayer. Our Father, we're so thankful for these in attendance. I pray, Father, you would pull the veil off from our eyes that we might see, not be blinded, not to have people who have 20/20 vision. The devil tries to blind them. We need to keep our 20/20. We don't need to be wearing blinders when we can see well, but we have to stay with the truth. We have to have eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts that believe and not to waver. We are in the fight of our life in the last days. Satan realizes he's on a countdown. The demons know it. And he is a whip dog. If we stay positive to our relationship with the Lord, if we stay focused on the Word of God, we can turn their hearts back. Children's to the parents. Wives to husbands. Husbands to wives. We are in a nation that needs it, Father. We just play these games thinking somehow we're going to survive it. The truth of the matter is we won't. Encourage our hearts today, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.